Ever since we were little, we all plan our goals. What do we want to be? Things we would like to have, from type of car to what community we want to live in our career. We pick these things, we desire these things. Our goals, what we wanted. But there are times in our lives that our goals find us through being laid off at work, but choosing a different career in college. Our destiny finds us. In our scriptures today, we are looking at the epiphany of our Lord, manifestation of Christ's child, the appearance of our Savior. And we find the shepherd in the field, knowing something's happened, he's going there, and his life has changed from the birth of a child. There are three wise men there who traveled a great distance, who prepared for this moment. They traveled so far looking for the Christ child, long, many years of preparation. And then we have Herod, King Herod, had life and death in the palm of his hands. Hearing about the birth of a child, he panics. But he does something. He reacts. He's secretly trying to find out where the child is at. One thing they all have in common, they all believe the Christ child means something in their lives. Some are better than others, but they all have a belief in the Christ child. We too believe in Christ. We've had our epiphanies in our lives. And we keep looking and wanting more. We've seen the lives of our parents change. Our close friends are coming to Christ. We see something in their lives and we want that too. Each day we want to go deeper and deeper and closer to God. We are seeking. We're wanting to be more and closer to the Christ child. There's a term that's out today of new believers. They call them seekers. They're looking for God, looking for meaning, trying to find out, is God real? Believe it or not, there are people out there who's not sure that God is real. So they ask themselves this question: how can I find God? How can I get close to God? They also ask themselves, who am I in this world? So am I just a worker? I'm a person who just mows my lawn every summer. Do I shovel my snow every winter? Who am I as a person? Who am I in this world? They're seeking, trying to find answers outside of God. When they find themselves finding out, ask themselves, who are they? Who are they in this world? Who are they before God? Are they a worker? What does the world mean to them? And how do they connect with God? They're seeking. They pop into many churches. Sometimes they sit in the back row. Last one's in, first one out. Sometimes they ask questions. We have seekers in our lives. The people in our lives who ask us questions about our faith. Why do you go to church? What do you believe? What denomination are you? They may be asking us questions about our lives and our faith, but they're really asking questions about their lives and their faith. They pretty much ask for clarification. What is going on? They need answers. They're seeking. They're looking for their epiphany. They're trying to see Christ, the Christ child. They're trying to see a bigger picture in life. They're trying to put two and two together. The epiphany is a manifestation of Jesus Christ. It's what we all look for. Jump closer to God each day. And these seekers, they search these out through their day-to-day searches for a church and asking us questions. But one of the things that we all realize, and one day they will, but as they search for God, they realize that God is the one seeking them. And all they have to do except the being found. The Epiphany. We know the meaning of this. We know that Jesus Christ is our Savior. But there are people out there that do not. And may this week be our time to let our gifts that we give our Savior will give people opportunity to have their epiphany. And all they have to do is say yes to Jesus and accept the being found. Amen?
Amen.